Hello, radio friends. I'm happy to bring you another message today. I do hope you are satisfied with this series on essential Christian virtues. We have received many responses encouraging us to continue to bring up these messages under the healing words from the Master. Thank you for your prayers. May I use this opportunity to congratulate the Youth Fellowship of the Master's Vessel Ministry for their successful Youth Week. It is my desire that you keep growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I congratulate the Joint Fellowship of the Master's Vessel Campus Fellowship of Michael Okpara University of Agriculture and Abia State University for a new session. We encourage our youths to join this fellowship and declare their stand for Christ this new season. Our topic today is the virtue of being merciful. The virtue of being merciful. Our reading is from Psalm 103, verse 8 to verse 13. Psalm 103. We'll be reading from verses 8 to verse 13. Let me read the passage from the New King James Version. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are a merciful Father. You have shown us great mercy. You have not treated us according to the many of our wrongdoings. Teach us to acquire the character of being merciful. Use this message to motivate and correct us until we resemble you in this aspect. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. The entire New Testament, and in fact the Gospels, contain several appeals by people to our Lord Jesus Christ to show mercy. Typical examples are the appeal from blind Bartimaeus in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 48. The Bible says the blind man Bartimaeus was on the road begging. But on hearing that Jesus of Nazareth was passing through that road, he cried out and said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." In verse 48, despite the warning to be quiet, he cried out the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." A similar example is found in Matthew chapter 17, verse 15. We read that a man came to Jesus, kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water." The point I am trying to draw out to you, my friends, is that the people of Palestine saw the ministry of Jesus as primarily a ministry of mercy. Jesus came to help people come out of their problems. We who are his followers cannot be less. We must acquire the culture of being merciful. To be merciful or compassionate is a supreme attribute of God. Our text provides out that clearly that the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He does not treat us as our sins deserve. He does not repay us according to our iniquities. As a father, he shows us compassion. In contrast to God the Father, the world and some people in it are full of acts of wickedness, cruelty, and callous killings, sorcery, divination, witchcraft, and all kinds of satanic acts aimed at destroying people fill the world. Radio friends, let me ask you, where do you fall in this divide? What have you gained in this exhibition of wickedness? Is God pleased with you? God has called us to be his ambassadors on earth. We are to help him address the great needs that are found in this world. There is the command to be merciful. The Bible commands for believers to show compassion and mercy to a certain group of people. The book of prophet Zechariah, chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Zechariah chapter 7 verses 9 and 10 has the following injunctions. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice. Show mercy and compassion to one another. Oftentimes, the opposite is what we see in our society, where widows, orphans, and the poor suffer the worst neglect and domination. The New Testament has similar injunctions. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In the classic teaching of our Lord Jesus on the mountain, normally called the Beatitude, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7, Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Reinventing acts of mercy. Radio friends, there is a lack of compassion and too few acts of mercy in our society. There is much cheating, deception, domination, discrimination, prejudice, tribalism, slander, gossip, stealing, robbery, and killings. The list is inexhaustible. Many people no longer act and talk lovingly, but threat and violence are in their voice. There are too few acts of compassion, mercy, and kindness. Wickedness, envy, arrogance, and high-heartedness are the order of the day. My call today is for us to reinvent the culture of mercy. We have become a society that shows no mercy. Perhaps I need to remind us of what our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, verse 35 and 36. Matthew 25, 35 and 36. Hear the word of the Lord. "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." I call on all believers to encourage acts of mercy. All the excuses we give are not acceptable. Some unverified events are depriving us of the blessings of being merciful, showing acts of mercy. Someone gave out clothes, and it was taken to a shrine for witchcraft rituals. The story goes viral, and people who did not verify its authenticity bought it hook, line, and sinker. May God help us to reinvent the acts of mercy. I call on government officials, rulers, politicians who take huge sums of money and neglect public utilities and institutions to show mercy. The neglect of educational institutions, hospitals, public water supply, roads, and electricity supply, while huge sums of money budgeted for such amenities are converted to private use, is act of wickedness and not mercy at all. The life of our Lord Jesus Christ was marked by acts of mercy. He went about preaching, teaching, and healing every disease and sickness. We cannot do less if we are his followers. We have seen people build houses for the poor and widows. We have seen people offer scholarship to the less privileged and orphaned children. We have seen people return money and property to their owners. Let there be more of such acts of mercy. God is well pleased when we do so. Radio friends, decide to show mercy always. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are a merciful God and compassionate to all your people. For us to be your children, we must reinvent acts of mercy. Help my listeners today as they take necessary steps to show mercy or scale up their act of mercy. Link the needy to those who will show them mercy. Help our rulers to remember the needy, and the populous. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I remain your brother, Amara Uweziozi. God bless you.